people of African descent have been largely excluded from neuroscience research in America. That's according to a newly published paper. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim spoke with the paper's authors and the Baltimore City community leader supporting their work.
The science journal Neuron published a paper in July on the underrepresentation of African Americans in brain research, specifically in genomic studies that inform the emerging field of personalized medicine.
The paper is really a statement about how much communities of color have been missing from this dramatic new revolution in biomedicine.
That was Dr. Daniel Weinberger, one of the authors of the paper and director of the Lieber Institute for Brain Development, a nonprofit located on the Johns Hopkins Medical Campus. Weinberger says personalized medicine is tailored specifically to a patient's genomic background.
These differences in genomic backgrounds might influence differences in disease susceptibility and resilience.
But the paper says that some of the nation's largest genome-wide association studies on disorders like Alzheimer's, autism, and schizophrenia do not include any subjects of African ancestry, even when they include over 1 million subjects. That exclusion means African-American patients may not be getting suitable medical treatment. The paper also says African-Americans are 20% more likely to experience serious mental health problems than the general population. Dr. Kafui Jirasa, a psychiatrist at Duke University, says he did not know the extent to which black subjects are missing from genomic studies before working on the paper. He studies the way genetics affects mental illness.
There's a profound difference when one is not included at all, in other words, excluded.
Jirasa, who was African American, says mental illness has affected his family across generations.
Here I was spending hours in the lab trying to come up with cures that may not apply to my family members.
Dr. Lisa Crumpton Young, provost at Morgan State University, hopes her work on the paper clarifies the need of diversifying research subjects.
We're talking about the research base that helps us understand certain types of health disparities that may exist in our communities, but we understand that that research base really doesn't include information about people who look like us, right? So brown and black people.
The paper says one reason why scientists have excluded black subjects is because their genomic diversity is greater than that of any other race. When subjects are more closely related and have fewer genetic variations between one another, it is easier for scientists to identify the genetic variations responsible for common illnesses. Excluding black subjects, the paper says, is therefore scientifically opportunistic. Documented historical abuses of black people by medical institutions have made them less likely to participate in studies. One of the paper's solutions to earning that community's trust is the first ever African-American Neuroscience Research Initiative, founded in 2019. It's a partnership between Baltimore community leaders and the Lieber Institute, and it's led by a local reverend, Dr. Alvin C. Hathaway Sr.
I think this will demonstrate a model for how you conduct participatory research in a way that the community that is most impacted is participating and involved as well.
Hathaway says he wants to bring communities of color and researchers together for conversation. He also hopes the initiative would challenge negative perceptions of Baltimore, a predominantly black city.
The intellectual capital of Baltimore is the story that is not really told.
The initiative has since garnered local, state, and federal support.
We have an opportunity collectively to do something very unique at this time and space when the mantra is Black Lives Matter.
The Reverend hopes to host a conference at Morgan State University next October to engage the international scientific community. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.